Balaam just did Kufnan Vav, Hasagas Gvul. I figured I'll try to bring it out with two stories. Maybe the stories are drop embellished, but Maisim Shahayu here on Lakewood. And I'm using these stories really as a base to try to bring out a lot of the inyonim of Kufnan Vav. La'as Roras Mechudashas, Lavdavka, everything I say today is going to be La'alocha, but at least it'll be Shitas that are brought down in the Paiskim. First ma'ase is someone has a store in yeshiva. Downs here is in yeshiva, he has a store of svarim. The person who owns the store lives in New York. In Amal, there was somebody else here in Lakewood, actually, who used to bring svarim to the parking lot on a weekly basis and sell svarim in the parking lot. Shaila is, could the person who was in yeshiva, who was first, could he stop the other person, the ben here, to come in to sell the svarim in the parking lot? One shayla. Second shayla, there was a person who used to live out of town, who has a wine store here in town, and came along another person who was actually a Ben Yair and opened up a store, a wine store in Satmah, in the old Satmah. Could the person who owns this wine store, the person who's out of town, could he stop the second person, the Ben Yair, from opening up his store in Satmah? Simple shaila, two shailas, similar shailas. I got some nafkaminas between the shailas, but two simple shailas. I love that what I just told you the story is exactly what really happened, but I created the story like that just to be able to bring out more points. So, kipshuta yavada, a din is the inalar bimakiv on a benir. If both parties are equal, you cannot be makiv on a benir to come in. We paskin afilu in the same mavo, you can't even makiv. Koshigan here, where the first party was here, shaloi, he was a lav benir. I don't want to say shaloi, but he was a lav benir. Certainly, the first party was a lav benir. Can't stop the second party who's a benir. The real shaila is fakert. The real shaila is, could the second person, who's the benir, now stop the first person, who's a lav benir? Once I opened up my svarim store here in the parking lot, now I'm closing you down in the basement of yeshiva. Once I open up in Satmah, I'll close you down wherever you're located. I'd rather not mention it. But that's really the shaila. Could the second person who's a benir stop the first person who's a lav benir? Well, no, the lav benir was here first. So Naniach, he can't stop you, but you can't stop him. So with us, the tshuva is Chacham Sofer. Chacham Sofer had a story where there was a nar cuts of basa. It was a butcher. In the Chacham Sofer's times, Vaisai said there was no gvias mas. There was no mas mutal on na'orim, on bochrim who weren't married. So he wasn't. He was here. He was a ben yair, but he didn't pay any taxes. And he was here first. He was a butcher. Came along the second person, also a ben yair, opened up shop, but he was married. The second person was married and was paying mas. Chacham Sofer paskind, a lot of chedushim in Chacham Sofer, he paskind that a yois, the first party, the nar, is not paying taxes, so he's considered an enum mishalim karga. For all practical purposes, Dr. Chacham Sofer, he's considered a lav ben yair because he doesn't pay taxes. And Mamela, the second person who's married and does pay taxes, could stop the first person, the nar, who's not married. So Mefush Chacham Sofer, that a ben yair could stop a lav ben yair, even though the lav ben yair was there first.
It's not only because mutually exclusive over there.
Sorry?
There's only one store over there. He took over his store. So maybe because they could both be business.
I don't believe that that's what the Chacham Sofer says.
Story gone. Kehillah gave him his shtala because he left.
No, it was, there were two parties with him. The shtala was... All right. We could talk about Chacham Sofer here. Chacham Sofer is in Chayshim Mishpat Samach Aleph. Who stopped selling Baza? What do you mean? Now he came Because the ben ear, because the Tzayfa says you need both. You need the din ben hisatati by. You need the din that you're ben ear, and you need the fact that you mashalim kol amasim shebi ear.
So,
what? Because the nar had stopped. So now they come, but that wasn't. He's starting refresh. You think? Okay. All right. Rather, there are problems with some Saif Istanbul, there are problems because some Saif understood that you're the second guy who's a Ben Ear has the right to stop the first guy who's a Lav Ben Ear, has the right to stop the first guy who's also Ben Ear, but it's Eino Mashalim Karga, which he gives it a din of a Lav Ben Ear. But Lamaisa is, from Rabbeinu Geshem or Agayla and from the Adramaz Pratam in the Sugya, is that someone who's a Ben Ear, even if he doesn't pay taxes, he's a Ben Ear and you can't throw him out. You can't be Maisi and Yeshiva. That's Tamazai. So, granted, the application of Ksam Saifa may not be Muskan, the different Makil, the Chelekei already has an Ksam Saifa, but at least when a Gelidi done, that the first guy is a Lav Ben Ear, then it should come out that the second person who's a Ben Ear has a right to stop the first person who's Lav Ben Ear. And the Dava Muskal, because I guess we'll develop it today, but with the svaris of why Ben Ear is a right to stop, Lachai should be no difference whether he's here first or he's here second. If he's a Ben Ear, he has a right to stop somebody who's a Lav Ben Ear. All right, so let's bring out a bunch of heterim that might be applicable, and we'll just develop them as we go along. Our first heter that comes to mind is that in Siv Zayin, the Ramah brings down from the Rima Gash that there's such a concept of hanos halukuchos, if it's a pseudo to the lukuchos, then even if you're lav ben ear, you have a right to come in. So, naniach, that the person who is here first is a lav ben ear, but he's zicha is Mahana the Lakukas, at least in the case of the Svarim. He has a store which is open 24/7, and the other person, who's the Ben Ear, comes to the parking lot once a week, whatever, how often he came to the parking lot. If I would like to buy a Sefer, I'm a Shubit to only buy a Sefer on a Sunday afternoon. I want to buy a Sefer whenever I want to buy a Sefer. Mamela, to have that second store, to have the store open in the basement, is a Mailas, Anoisa Lakukas, and for that, he'd have a right to remain open. Just like you'd have a right actually even to come into the city. So it would be Hanos HaLakuchos, and for that, even Allah Ben Ear is allowed to come in. The problem is that Gerada, the case of the Sfarim store, they were in the same Mavoi. Could maybe even the same Chatz, whatever it did, but in the same Yeshiva, they were in the same Makam. Now the Halacha is, but at least we're going to develop it, but at least in the case, let's say, take the case of the Rima Gash, when it's Anos HaLakuchos, the Nesivis is Machadish, that here, by Anos HaLakuchos, is even Gora from a Lav Ben Ear who's Mishalim Karga. Mele Zok the Nesivis, even by a Lav Ben Ear who's Mishalim Mas. The Machlek is Machab and Ramah. Machab holds you allowed to even enter the same Mavi. The Ramah holds you not. But over here, but Benegeh to the Halacha of Hanos HaLakuchos, certainly, look, and he says even the Machab would be Maido, that the Lav Ben Ear has no right to enter the same Mavi. He only has a right to enter the city, but doesn't have a right to enter the Mavi. Hanos HaLakuchos could be achieved even if you don't go into the same Mavi. So go to a different Mavi, you can still fadin the Hanos HaLakuchos, and you have no right to enter the same Mavi. That's a nesivus. So in our case, it would be problematic that Hayyos was in the same Mavoi, then even if you tell me there's Anos HaLakukas, sure you should have a store open 24/7, just not here, not in the yeshiva. Go somewhere else, go to Clifton Avenue, make it somewhere else, but not here in my Mavoi.
I was in the Mavoi, everyone she was in the yeshiva. This is the name of the yeshiva, the store was in the yeshiva. You may come in 3 blocks away, the name you aren't going there.
Well, that's the din. If it's my mavoi, so then I have a right to it. You can't come into my mavoi. Go somewhere else. We can say, but you want to target my customers. Shkayek, but you should go somewhere else, not here. So here, we're going to get there.
He's
going to
go. You come in your car, so out of your car. It's not a new mavoi. You come in his mavoi. He was there first, right?
So we have to go again. So we're going to the same type of shaila we had before the Ksam Sofer. Just like with the Ksam Sofer, the Eilam is arguing with it, Peseda, but at least according to my understanding of the Svaris of Ben Yair, Allah Ben Yair, it doesn't make a difference if they are first or second. Then in Lomdus of Ben Movi, that has a right to be Makav and Abam Mavai Achrino, there's no difference if he's here first or second either. Oh, okay, so we're going to get there. We'll have to discuss it.
Yeah,
but even in the case of Nesivis, Avada, wherever you're going to park, if it's Zoyl or Scher Acheres, whatever it is, Avada, you have a tellus for those people in that Mavi too. Two, park yourself somewhere else. If the people in my Mavi want to go, they'll go over there. They don't have to go over here. Sorry? Rather than in Lakewood, it was before Torrey Treasures was born, it was before Judaica Plaza was born, it was before those other stores existed. Okay, now, Grada happens to be that this halakha is coming from the Rima Magash, and if you look in the Rima Magash himself, you see Mefush not like the Nesivis. The Rima Magash holds out Tzanois Lekuchas, you're allowed to have even Chanus Petzat Chanus Eshachavere. So, on that Nekud, the Lechai is not in Gansan like the Nesivis, but at least Hamis Lechai should take out a Nesivis, at least like the Ramah, who holds that a Benir Acheres, who's Mishalim Karga, has no right to enter your Mavoy, so too, or maybe even a Kosher Kain, somebody who's coming in only at Hanos, Haloichin, Azoil, also doesn't have a right to enter the same Mavoy, at least like the Ramah. And as I pass in the Minchas Peter. Another Heter, which might be applicable, is that the Shutfis, if you have a Shutfis with the Bnei Yair, so there's Hanoah for the Bnei Yair as well, so that gives you a right to enter. The Pesach Kedjuri brings down from the Nachla Shiva, it's also Chuvis Marashachs, it's the same thing in Chelak Aleph Kuf Pei Dalet, that as long as there's Bnei Yair have Hanoah from it, so then you can't be Makiv. So the Sfarim store, again, I didn't do research, my understanding was that the person who runs the Sfarim store, he is a Bnei Yair, and I'm sure he's getting some type of a commission from the sales that he makes. And the male Hayois, he is a Bnei Yair, so you would have no right to be Makiv, even though the owner of the store, let's say, or a partial owner of the store, is a Lav Bnei Yair. Grada Maima Musga, Grada, and if you look in the Chuvas Nachla Shiva, you see that he held that the Hanor that was required didn't have to be like a 50% Hanah. You don't have to be a Shutfis. Doesn't you don't have to be a Shutfis even for Hefzid. As long as you have a Revachim, you're like a Sarsu, you get a Revachim. And his Revachim, he says, is even 6%. The Chol Tzemet Baka that you sell, you get a 6% of the Revachim. That's enough to say that, yes, it's a Ben Yair's having Hanah and you have a right to stay.
Has to be commission? Let's say he gets a salary.
Sadly, he wasn't talking about salary. He said he was talking about commission. How did he get salary? It means per hour, hourly wage, whether regardless of whether he sells anything.
Right, but if the guy closed down, he's not getting salary.
Right here. I don't know how right to take it. He happens to be talking about a case of commission. You're looking at the truth, Mesh. I know, the shutis, but the way he says it, you're getting revokim. If you look in the Chuz Mashach also, it sounds like you're a sarsur, and you're getting revokim of 6%. You're getting 6%. His case was 6% for everything you sell. You're getting 6%, it means it's a type of a sarsuris. Agade spoke, I had asked Rav Nissen Karelitz, Shlita, and I asked him, so 6% is yego, what about 5%? Also good. What about 4%? He started to laugh at me, like, he says, there's no share, it could be even 0.5%. There's no difference. He said, well, what is Nageya is it has to be something which is normal. If the diamond industry is 2%, then it's 2%. Whatever is normal for the industry. But if something which is abnormal, people don't take that rate as a sarsa, so then it's tama roman, and then you're not a shutif. You're not getting ano. But as long as it's normal for the industry, then that's considered ano salukukas, and that's considered like you're a shutif, and you're allowed to stay. Now, just this heter is no better than the first heter, because b'yamis, this heter is miyusar on the first heter. This heter, that if you have a shutfus of ben a year, you're allowed to stay, the place to choose nakla shiva, the mashak says, it's lamdu from the din of the rimagash of zoyl. So if we say that zoyl doesn't give you a heter to stay in the same mavoy, then so too this heter of being a shutfus, it's also not going to help you to stay in the same mavoy. It will help you to stay in the city, but not in the same mavoy. If the yeshiva would be a bialim and they say you could come and they could throw you out, make time. 100%. So you can really.
All right. I guess.
Okay. another heta that might have been a gay, and again I wasn't mevara the protim, but let's work at least on the wine case, and that is in by lua you have to have a license to sell liquor, to sell alcohol. Hayois, they didn't have a license then. Sorry? Correct. Hayois, they didn't have a license. I must assume, or at least entertain, that they probably weren't reporting this income. I have to just assume that. I'm sure today they are, but if they're still in existence, but I'm sure then they didn't do that. Right? So if that's the case, so the din of a ben ear, to be ma'akev an alav ben ear, is meyusad on the din karg, on the din mas. If the ben ear himself is not paying the mas, then he's not allowed to stop the lav ben ear. He's not paying the taxes on the income that he's earning. We're going to see later on, perhaps the ikar tax is the income tax.
Income tax in the whole country.
Right, but if rather we pay income tax to the federal government, we pay income tax to the state as well, depending which state you're in. And every government. We don't pay township taxes because that goes through the state. But yes, we pay the levels different. Correct. We're going to get to. We'll talk about it. But hayois, we have to assume. Well, the lashonis of the paiskim is the marshal. The mishpatei Shmuel and the Ksam Seifa say that you have to pay all taxes. That even though bizmana gemara is only it says agogalta poll tax. But bismanena that is more than just poll tax, or it's different forms of tax, and you have to pay all the taxes. That's what they say. Well, we'll see perhaps that actually the ikka tax might actually be income tax here in America, but at least it'd have to be all taxes. And the Yossi's not paying the income tax on this business, yet one has to wonder if he has the ability of a ben-ir to be makiv an alav ben-ir, because what my umi hai me'ai, he's not paying taxes either, so what's his din to be makiv on the other person? Okay. Now, however, again, we're still facing this problem mitzad mavui, because just like you see that when the alav ben ear pays the tax, he has no right to come into the mavui. So if they both don't pay the taxes, l'chayr is a special din, a separate din called mavui, that you have a right to be makiv on a mavui. So l'chayr should have a right to be makiv on a mavui. Now it happens to be that the case of the wine store, they were actually around four blocks apart from each other. Not in the exact same mavi. Now, in halacha, the stimus ramaz masha doesn't have to be a mavi shena mafulish. I feel a mavi mafulish, but having on a different street is more than just a mavi mafulish. It's a different area, and the chayre it should not be applicable. However, there's a chuvis mabit in chelik gimel siman lamed aleph that mabit has a broader understanding what it means to be makiv on your mavi. I would suggest you look it up and don't rely on me, but what I understand or I would like to take out of the Mabit is that a Mavui is defined because those were the customer base to support your store. So the people who lived in my Mavui supported me, the people who lived in your Mavui supported you. And that was the Halach Yelek that people bought. Like maybe in Yerushalayim is like this, as Torah has their grocery store, Makolet, and the next Achreis, Sanz has their next, and then Unsdorf and Matosdorf, each one has their own makolet, bells, each one will have their own place where you can buy. So each one hangs out, so Nemela, you can't come into my mavi, because really, the people of this mavi are sort of the clientele, the customer base for this store. But let's say you'll have a store which cannot exist on just the customer base of your four houses in your mavi, or 10 houses in your mavi. You need three blocks worth, that area, to support your store, and that's the only way your store can have a kiyum, then it seems from the Mabit that now Mavi means that whole area, that shchuna, that neighborhood, whatever is required to have a kiyum of your store, that's the Mavi, that's your turf, and no one else could come there. Mamela, I would assume that a wine store cannot function just on the houses that's in that mavoy on that block. It probably needs a few blocks worth of families to be able to survive.
At that time you needed the whole city.
Sorry?
At that time you needed the whole city.
Okay, very good. So maybe Hitaka needed the whole city, and maybe that would be a din mavoy. Rather than Mabit's case, he's talking about a baton. He says, it's talking about, yeah, you have the client customer base at the whole city, and that could stop you from din mavoy from the whole city. It's like a mabit. But whatever is considered necessary for your base, for your kiyum of your store, that might have a din of a mavon.
Someone else also moving right next to you too. Also, they go kuwa too. If it's everybody eats in the whole city, that means I can move right next door to you too. If I live in the whole city,
this is not for the Bnei city,
and we all take in the city.
No, I'm saying if I, what is the amount of cost? Let's say I need 100 families to survive.
No, let's say we both have enough. Let's say there's 200 families, but the mice said it's the B'nai Mavi, you're saying.
No. I'm saying that B'nai Mavi is defined, the area is defined around, around the families that are necessary for my store. So if I need 100 stores to support, 100 families to support my store, then take the 100 family area radius around my store, and that's my turf.
So as long as I live in that 100 family area, then I'll be able to open up too. I'm just saying, if I live in that area, the pool in that part, so then I can open up. Then I'm above that too.
You mean if you live in that area, I hear the chadron.
I accept
the argument. I said, look all up, because maybe Taki need more. Okay, let's go to the next step. Let's talk more klaliistic. Is there a din kufnin vav? Is there a din of bamasa achrina here in America today? We talk about different levels of taxes. So yes, we all share in the federal tax. We all pay Uncle Sam, but we might be different. Let's say a New Yorker doesn't pay to New Jersey. New Jersey does. A New Jerseyan doesn't pay to New York taxes. So is that, does that make a difference or not? So the Ramah brings down Yesh Haimrim.
Once you're working, you have to pay taxes here also.
You have to.
Yeah.
You should. Okay, so we're done if they did, but whatever. Yeah. Well, and Enochnami, there's such a thing. Enochnami, it's
incontact.
Maybe. Enochnami, maybe. You're talking about Chubik, some Seifa. You're talking about something else. If I'm a Ben Ear, I'm allowed to stop a lav Ben Ear even if he takes away one penny from my business. No. You're a lav Ben Ear. You have no right to the customer base of the city. I pay taxes, you don't, so they're mine and not yours. Even that's not the shayla. The shayla is, Moshe, and all that is about when you want to pasuk lechisi legamri. So shayla is, but I'm not talking about pasuk lechisi. I'm talking about benir achas. Now, so the Ramah says it does. It's not enough. Lamikri nisinus mas b'mashen noisin menas hamelach elat sheyitein. He has to be lahed yemashal loy lamoshe liarazayis to shayich legvul shalahen. So hayois, they're not paying taxes to New Jersey. So mameli, you'd be considered a lav benir lechayra. However, can you do it? It's a Chuvas Rashba that starts, and it's many, many paiskim. I'm going to bring down a couple, but it's Loroiv. The Chuvas Rashba, like Aleph Tafrei Samagdala, Taif Dvarov, he's Mevar. What's this din at Abar Beni Ir because of Mask, Bimakiv Abar Beni Ir Acheres? How does that work? Beni Ir Acher, how does that work? Says Lashanish on Uroin, Ki Ilu Amaha Melech, Shanchi Ir Ahi, Shemalun Loy Mas, Yishru Bav Lacherim. It's Mikoyach HaMelech. It's as if the Melech said that you could do business here and nobody out of the city could do business here. Kepshutai, the Melech is trying to raise taxes. How does he collect taxes? Based on your income, how much he could levy taxes on the city. The wealthier the city, the more taxes he could levy. So he has a vested interest. He wants to make sure that all the profits of the city remain in the city so the taxes could be levied on all those profits and all the people who earn those profits. So it's Ki'ilu, the Melech said, I don't want people from outside doing business in this city because that's going to diminish the profits of the city and that will diminish ultimately the taxes of the Melech. So we're invoking the Koyach HaMelech, it's like a form of Dina Malchus Adina, we're invoking the Koyach HaMelech to stop people from outsiders from coming in. The Chuvas Batei Kahuna embellishes it a bit, Chelek Aleph Simchav Aleph. He says that it's kilu like a schiris from the melech. You're paying the taxes to the king to be able to have the right to do business here. Why? Because it's the other way around. Because the king levied these taxes based on the income in the city. So it's like it goes hand in hand. So it's, that's the relationship I have with the king. Memeilo, he says, his lashon is, V'yodim kiyara melech la'akev. They have the din like the melech la'akev ustamay kipirusha. The melech never said anything, but stamay kipirusha ki ilu ama hamelech kein. It's as if the melech said that they cannot come into the city. So again, we're invoking the koyach hamelech, and he fears ois imloy sheyirta hamelech beferish. But if the melech wants beferish that they could come in, so you can't override the ratzon hamelech. Your whole koyach is mi koyach hamelech. But the melech has other intentions, that it's all over. If the melech says lahedya, they want people from outside to come in, then you have no right to stop them. Kurada agav, and this is what I was hinting before, there's an arichas there, but he's miyased that the ikavar, I mean now in the Rashba, the ikavar is that there's a relationship, that the melech's looking to raise taxes, and he needs the income to have those taxes. And Mamela, I sort of rented from the Melech to be able to do the business here to have that income. Vice dois, at least fundamentally, vice dois conceptually, is that the Ika tax that we're talking about is a tax totally on the income, pegged to income. Now, even if there's no such thing as income tax, and there's only poll tax, and there's 16 million taxes, and Obama will add another 16 million taxes, it doesn't make a difference. The idea is, fundamentally, that's all, and he explains it, it's all beyond of how to get taxes from the income of the city based on, and that...
That wouldn't be applicable at all.
Sorry?
In America, that wouldn't be applicable at all, because there's a lot of interstate commerce, not...
We're gonna get there. So now it's beyond. That means you have a schus. Sometimes you're paying taxes as a schus to live in the city. You're paying taxes as a schus to profit in the city, to prosper in the city. That's why you're paying taxes. And who cares how it's camouflaged? Sales tax, income tax, poll tax, real estate tax. I don't care what tax you call it. But it's all a schus for you to be able to do business in the city. In America. Even real estate tax. It's the way they decided. I don't care if it's Verrazano bridge tax. I don't care what they call it. Toll tax. I don't care. It's a way. It's the same thing. They say because you're in the city and you're living in a mansion, so we're going to levy you harder. So instead of hitting just the wealthy and not the poor, that you know the Republicans will have a cow. So we'll do it on real estate. You have a bigger house, so we're going to have more taxes. It's a way to get to the rich.
By the fire department, not from business rights.
If you have a schus to do business in the city, of course, in those days there was no tzarcheir. The tzarcheir was only to do business. Tzarcheir was everything, was roads and everything else. And the fire department and the police department.
It's called
tzarcheir, even the Beis HaChaim was called tzarcheir. Now, Kozakai is nothing. Beis HaChaim has nothing to do with business unless you're doing business in the grave. It's not what's happening. So it's all called tzarcheir. That's how it was. Now, today in America, where there's specific income tax separate than other taxes, and better yet, that alone wouldn't be a raya, but where what you had mentioned, where they'll have an income tax for someone who's not a benir, someone from New Jersey who works in New York or vice versa, will be levied a tax based on his income that he derived from the city. So you see lahedya, that tax is not just a way to get you. That tax is specifically for income, and the other taxes they don't hit you for. So vice versa, those other taxes are not for the schus to do income in the city. That might be the schus to live in the city, or the schus to buy in the city, or the schus to travel on the roads of the city. But the schus to do income in the city is specifically income tax. So could very well be, like the Bate Kuna, that the Ika tax that we have to look for is income tax. I'm not saying a Beheklet as a Psak, but I'm suggesting at least like the Bate Kuna.
The Kaggedi is charging us to do business. Income tax is only if you make money. You can do business for 20 years, as long as you don't have money, you don't charge. The Kaggedi charges us if you want to do business, you have to pay money. They're charging money.
Possibly. I hear the chedim, possibly. Now, Lamais is the Chus Majdam says it Lahedya as well, in the Ottoman Empire, Yoram Hoidoy. So the Chus Majdam, in actually two places, in Chesh Mishra, Tov Zayin and Tov Memalev, he says that in the Malchus Yoram Hoidoy of Ottoman Empire, where the Melech says Lahedya from province to province, city to city, he wants Emes, he wants Bedavka, that should be free trade, and you can go from city to city even if you're allowed Benir. So he says the whole halachas of Kufnava, at least the halachas of Benir Acheres, are not applicable. Based on these tshuvas, Majdam, Batikun, and the others, based on this, it should come out that in America, where it's actually a federal also it's constitutional right, it's a federal law that you cannot tax. If someone in New Jersey would not be able to stop someone from New York to do commerce in New Jersey, he could put a tax, an income tax on them, but he cannot stop him from trading or engaging in commerce. It would come out the same halacha that the whole din of Ben Ir Acheres is not applicable in America. In fact, you can even go a step further. More recently, there's a NAFTA agreement, North American Free Trade Agreement, that now you have a right to do commerce from America to Canada, and you can't stop that either. One has to wonder if you even have a din of Ben Ir Acheres, even if you're coming from Canada, because Faket, Yoram Hoidoy, yeah, it's hard to say that on him, but yeah, Yoram Hoidoy says that yes, you cannot stop from Canadians from doing business here in America. All right. Now, what you have to, and this one of Firoz, but it's another inyum, which is, let's just take it. This new din that you have, that in America you can't stop, this din of the Rajdam and Bate Kuna, does that help you only for the din Ben Ir Acheres? Or would that help you even to do commerce in Maimovoy? L'chayra, if their svara was because the Ben Ir Acher, that din is miyusar on dinu mechusadino, you're paying mas and you have the koyach hamelach, that I understand if you're trying to stop mitzkoyach hamas, mitzkoyach that din. But if you have a new din, mitzkoyach ben, because it's your mavoi, that din has nothing to do with paying mas. The Araya, even the Yenu, also pays mas. He's a Ben Ir Acheres, has no right to come into my mavoi, even though he's also paying mas. Has nothing to do with mas. If it has nothing to do with mas, then the Chari, that Heter, should not be applicable to enter my mavoi. And that is, you have to understand, what's this new din? What's Pshat? It's really Shita Zataisa's Ramah. What does this mean? That I could stop a Ben Ir Acheres who pays tax, I can't stop him from coming into the city, but I could stop him from coming into my mavoi. Why? Like if I can't stop him coming to my city because he pays taxes, so his paid taxes shall allow him to come into my mavli. And Lidik is also, you see, that I cannot stop a ben mavli achrina. If for some reason I could stop a ben achrina from coming to my mavli, so why can't I stop a ben mavli achrina from coming into my mavli? What type of din is this? And it could be, I'm going to say dvarim pshutim, but it seems from Tosis that there are two dinim, kipshutai. There's one din I have a right to stop, mikoyach hamelach, mikoyach this din of mas. And there's another din, chutz from mas, the fact that I live in the city, I'm a ben ir, I'm a toish of the ir, my yishuv in the ir gives me schusim that I'm allowed to engage in business and have a customer base around my movil. I have a right to have my movil's worth of customers patronizing my store. So now, came along the Gemara, and the Gemara had a Nibayalu, you have a right to be makiv abba mava achrina entering my mavoi. What does that mean? What is that Nibaya? That Nibaya must be, is what type of din this is? What is this din that I have a schus to have a store in the mavoi because I'm a toishiv? Is it machmas and I'm a toishiv ha'ir? Or is it machmas and I'm a toishiv a mavoi? If it's a din because I'm a toishiv ha'ir that I have a right to have a mavi's worth of clientele, well, you're also a ben ha'ir, even though you're not my mavoi, but you're also a ben ha'ir, so I wouldn't have a right to lock you out. Or is it a din? No, it's not because I'm a toishav ha'ir. I'm a toishav ha'mavi gives me that right. Because I live in this mavoi, that's why I have a right to have the clientele of this mavoi. Memeila, if you're a bar mavoi achrino, you have no right to come into my mavoi. Well, l'chayra, if that's the chakir of the Gemara, it's a shayla Gemara, so that shayla the Gemara is also nugeya to our shayla. What would be if you have somebody who wants to come in to a different mavi? Means, I'm, let's say in our case, I'll open up my store, not in my mavi, I'll open up the store in a different mavi. I'll open up a store in Yeshiva. I don't live in Yeshiva. I'll open up a store in Yeshiva. And now, I want to stop you, let's say you're alive, Ben Ir, from also coming into that Yeshiva. L'chayra, the svaris of the Gemara, l'chayra will be totally just lehefach. If it's a din mitat Ben Ir, that I have a koich mitat Ben Ir, I'm a toishav Ir to stop you from coming in, stam yochal taxes. Stam. The fact that I'm a toishav ir, I have a right to stop you from coming into the ir. So if I decide to park myself in the yeshiva, that clientele is mine. It's part of my city. I'm a toishav of that city. I have a right to stop you. Mashayin kain, if the whole din was only because I'm a toishav amavoi, and that's not my mavi, I would not have a right to stop you. because that's not my mavi. My whole din to stop you without mas is only a din because I live in that mavi. I tell you should have a mavi, and that's not my mavi that I live in. Hey yois, it's a boy deloyev shito, and the place can pass, and therefore lakula. So to come out kula both ways, that I cannot stop Rabbi Mavoy Achrino, because why? Because maybe the din is not al tzoteishav here. Maybe the din is al tzoteishav. It's not al tzadin tzoteishav mavi. It's al tzadin al tzayishav here, and you're also tzoteishav here. So I cannot stop you. And the either case in our case will be punkfakert, that. Hey, yois, it's not in my mavi that I'm opening up, so I won't be able to stop you, because maybe if I can't, maybe the whole koyach to stop in my mavi is only because I'm a teish of a mavi, and that's not my mavi, so I won't have a koyach to stop you. So la halacha would come out that, hey, yois, we pass in both ways l'kula, I only have a right to stop in the mavi if that is my place where I live. I'm echem b'nei mavi, that's where I live. But if it's not the place where I live, I wouldn't have a right to stop you. If you look in the Torah, when the Torah brings down this halacha to stop, because you're in, you're coming into my mavoi, the Torah says if it's echad mi bnei ha-mavoi has a right to stop you from coming into the mavoi. It's only a din because you live in that mavoi. But if you wouldn't live in that mavoi, you have no right to stop someone from coming into a mavoi that you have a store in. So la halacha l'maisa, in this case, it was not negeya, because as long as you have any of these atayrim, the din mavoi is nish negeya because he doesn't live there, memele wouldn't be a problem. All right.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.